I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest Barna study ranks 100 U.S. cities according to how Christianity and Scripture factor into the population's lifestyle. The top 10 cities identified as post-Christian have a combined population of more than 43 million people. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says they want to change the post-Christian trend by introducing kids between the ages of 4 and 14 to Jesus.
80% of kids between that age group are looking for spiritual truth, and they're going to find it. But will they find it in atheism, agnosticism, or will they find it in Christ alone, Christianity?
Next, Mission Cry's Jason Wolford says Hong Kong is a melting pot. People from Africa, Indonesia, and other countries are all moving to the area, making it a perfect distribution point for Christian literature.
We have an incredible opportunity right now, and that opportunity is to send nearly $500,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian books. We can get those into Hong Kong.
That's a minimum of 40,000 Christian books. Pray that each one has a widespread and eternal impact on the people of Hong Kong. Want to help? Well, go to our website to find out how you can contribute Bibles, books, or bucks. And Farms International is getting a new leader at the helm. After 25 years, the ministry's beloved executive director, Joe Richter, is retiring, and Scott Clifton is taking over. At 29 years old, Clifton represents a new generation in ministry. Richter says he's looking forward to how Clifton can inspire young believers to join Farms in helping people out of poverty and introducing them to Jesus. Clifton asks for prayer for Farms in the years ahead.
We want to do things that are specifically what God is leading us towards, and to always be receptive towards the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering a free resource called 33 Affirmations. It helps folks discover who they are in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.